This podcast is called Beyond the Barricades. The consequences of the 1848 revolutions used to be very simple. In most states, German monarchs and their ministries of state reintroduced a ban on the freedoms enjoyed during the revolutionary years. For example, newly promulgated press laws curtailed free speech, the introduction of evening curfews cut short freedom of assembly, and police imposed limitations on freedom of association. Protection from arbitrary arrest also seemed to dissipate in late 1848 and throughout 1849. These legal freedoms are what historians often group together under the banner of civil liberties, and their loss was keenly felt by German liberals and Democrats. In addition to attacks on civil liberties, German monarchs and their ministries of state began to roll back the larger constitutional documents in which they were enshrined. The most infamous came in Vienna, where Emperor Franz Josef I revoked the Austrian constitution on the 31st of December 1851 with the New Year's Eve patent. In many states of the Third Germany, monarchs chose to remain constitutional, but redefined voting laws, implemented varying degrees of gerrymandering at elections, and altered legal arrangements to strengthen their position. This held true for states such as Saxony, Hanover, and the two Mecklenburgs. In other words, the rescinding or revision of constitutions struck a blow to many of the liberal gains of the revolutionary years. And remember, the German constitution, devised by the Frankfurt National Assembly, was not spared this bleak fate. In the spring of 1849, Frederick William IV of Prussia refused to support it and the small German state it would bring into being, providing a wave of popular unrest across Silesia, Westphalia, and the Rhine province. Frederick William IV did not give up completely on the idea of creating a unified German state at that point, but by 1851, he was in support of Austria reviving the German Confederation, a move widely seen to dam up nationalist aspirations in the 1850s. In short, many contemporaries and later historians argue that the revolution gave way to a decade of sustained and far-reaching political reaction. Political reaction, it has been claimed, entailed a fatal weakening of the liberal movement. It gutted and constrained representative assemblies and instead allowed for the formation of authoritarian systems of government, which were evident in the Kaiserreich, but most infamously embodied in the Third Reich. Yet this image is too simplistic. It rests on a version of history told by the revolutionaries themselves. What assessments, we might ask, did other contemporaries make in the aftermath of 1848? Monarchs, conservative court circles, government ministers, large sections of the bureaucracy, the army, and rural populations had their own views on the consequences of all that had taken place. Moreover, there were many complex consequences of the revolutions that were hard for most contemporaries to see, which expand our notion of the impacts of the mid-century upheavals.